Good afternoon. Welcome to Metro on KGNU. I'm Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm your host on the first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parents, looking at issues that particularly impact single parent families. Today, my guest is Leah Koliha, the Family Services Director with YWCA. Good afternoon, Leah.
Good afternoon, Shakita. Thank you for having me.
What does YWCA stands for?
The YWCA actually stands for You, Women, Children, All of Us.
And how did it start, the YWCA?
So the YWCA, like the YMCA, has been around for a very long time. Although the YMCA was, you know, strictly for men and was much of a recreation center, the YWCA in different states was created just to fit the need of the community. And so in Boulder, almost 100 years ago at this point, the YWCA was boarding for women who were coming to the city to work, because at that point it was not appropriate for a woman to live by herself. Mm. So then about exactly 40 years ago, there was a mom who was a single parent and very stressed out, had a lot of needs that were not being met. And very sadly, she ended up killing her child. So the community saw there was a very, very big need for support for these parents that are doing it by themselves or just are a parent and feel the stress of that. So Children's Alley was created to help relieve some of that stress without having any of the cost or time commitments of other childcare centers.
As a single parent, I can understand the stress, the just everything, the emotional stress, physical stress, in not knowing how to deal with just life in general. Mm-hmm. And then you have kids that depend on you. And they may be going through certain things. And so sometimes people do just get to the point and not knowing what to do and may not have an outlet. Mm-hmm. It's very unfortunate that the program had to be started because of that tragedy. Mm-hmm. But I'm very grateful and thankful that it was created to help families, men and women who are parents that need that break.
Exactly. And at this point, we have multiple generations of families coming through. So we have grandma who brought her daughter 20 years ago, and now we have the mother bringing grandchild to us. So it's certainly something that has been a staple of the community for a very long time, although many people still don't know that we are very different from typical childcare centers in how we operate, and being able to provide that short-term inexpensive care is unique to the entire Front Range, actually.
Definitely. That's important, because being a single mom with one income is hard, and some single moms work two jobs, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to know that there's a resource out there that's willing to accommodate a single parent, also with assistance, financial assistance, is meaning you go by a sliding scale. And if that's the need of the single parent, because a lot of times a lot of parents leave their single parents, leave their kids at home with the older kid, and mm-hmm. they still may not be that responsible yet, but they have no choice, because exactly. that's, They really don't have the financial means to pay for childcare.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In my own history, my mother was a single parent and took care of my sister and I, and did work multiple jobs at points. And we had certain time periods where we were certainly struggling, but you know, she didn't necessarily have the type of helps like something like Children's Alley, where you know, she could go to that second job with feeling, you know, not having to feel guilty about leaving us at home. So we're very happy to help any parents in need. You do not have to be a Boulder County resident. In fact, you don't even need to be a resident of the United States.
That's crazy. When you told me that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I really thought it was just for Boulder County residents. So you're saying no, because you get people from Denver that drop off the kids that may be students from CU.
And... Exactly. People who just wanted to come to Boulder to wander around Pearl Street for the evening and go out to dinner. But we've had families, we have recently had a family from France that they were just here for a month or so, and they needed childcare for their two children while they were working in the position that they were in Boulder. That's okay too. We're here to help in any way possible.
Wow. That's amazing how people from France can know about this program and people who live in Boulder County don't utilize it.
Yeah.
Why is that?
That is hard for us to understand even. We certainly, I think, just get lumped into all the other childcare centers in Boulder for those who live here. So when you're doing the searches, like when you go to coloradoshines.org and you search for childcare centers, sometimes it's hard to see that we operate very differently. So we do try as much as possible to get the word out that we're not the YMCA, we're not permanent childcare.
That's why it's important, Boulder County, that we support the YWCA tomorrow on Colorado Gives Day. Make sure we keep this program going, because why they started this is amazing, to help parents to have a break. That was the initial reason why they started this program, this organization. And so just let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Tell us a little bit about the YWCA.
So the YWCA has been in Boulder County for over 90 years. We are here to service the families of Boulder County and beyond, including the Child Care Center, Children's Alley. We have the Reading to End Racism program, which takes volunteers into elementary and middle schools to read stories about diversity and understanding other people, so that they can have discussions with the volunteers. And then we have the Latina Achievement Support Program, which helps high school Latinas have a mentor to be able to navigate the world of preparing for college.
Wow, those are a lot of programs that you all offer. That's great, because I know in the community you hear of the YWCA and you hear the YMCA. Do you get that confused? A lot of people get that confused.
All the time, yes. We are completely separate from the YMCA, but we have some really great programs.
Since you are the director of the Family Services, what are some of the programs that you are in charge of?
So I am the manager for Children's Alley, as well as some of the parent education classes. So Children's Alley is Boulder County's only drop-in child care center. We offer rates at sliding scale fees and extended hours like evenings and weekends.
So when you say drop-in, what days, what are your hours?
So we are open Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays, we're open 7:30 to 5:30 p.m. And then Saturdays, we're open 9 to 5.
Awesome.
We're really trying to help the families that have non-traditional schedules be able to do what they need to do.
That's great. That's great. And what I really appreciate about the Children's Alley program is when families, especially particularly single parents, when you need a break, there's somewhere in our community where we can drop off the kids just to go to the movies or have a spa day or just to take a nap.
Yes, exactly.
Right? And that is so wonderful. And also for parents who are, that may be looking, job searching, and can't afford child care to the full extent of having, you know, for the full week or month, because they don't have a job.
Exactly.
So to have that opportunity of being able to drop off your kids for a few hours just so you can go and go for an interview or go to the library and get online and do some research and just to have a little peace, into yourself so that you can concentrate and focus and get your skills together and wrapped up to get ready for those interviews. That's a great resource in our community that I hope a lot of people utilize. So how many people actually, parents, drop off their children? How many, what's the capacity?
Well, so we have a capacity of 30, and that's 6-week-olds through 12-year-olds, and that's the daily capacity. But with the drop in nature, on a yearly basis, we serve about 550 unduplicated children. There's lots of visits, lots of families. It's great.
And so that just lets me know that there is a need, and people utilize it.
Yes.
And so, would you like to have more people to utilize it, or are you always at capacity?
No, it really varies throughout the year. There are certainly periods where we tend to be at capacity and we have wait lists for the day that it is pretty frequent to have cancellations and be able to get folks in. There's certain time periods where we're pretty darn slow, and especially evenings and occasional Saturdays, we definitely have more room to be able to have more children.
A lot of people work on Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then to be able to know that you can have that child care and go to work, that's, you know, that's great, because some people may have to turn down jobs because of child care, and it's so expensive.
Yes. Yes, that's why we're very happy to be able to offer sliding scale fees, so that based off of a total household income, our lowest fees could be $3.11 per hour for a child. And then for families in extreme situations, we also have some scholarship opportunities. So we might be able to provide a couple hours of free care if you need to go to that job interview or you need to go look for housing. We really try to be as flexible as possible to the family's needs.
I'm pretty sure that with all the families that you come in contact with, your program, the Children's Alley program, has helped so many families. I'm pretty sure there's crazy stories of people just so grateful and thankful of the having the opportunity for you guys to, the access of having childcare.
Definitely. We had a mother come to us about 2 years ago. Her and her two boys had recently spent some time in the domestic violence shelter. And because of a long-term injury, the mother had a hard time finding work. So they experienced periods of homelessness. So they were able to come, and the boys were able to stay with us while mom went to doctor's visits, job interviews, was searching for housing, everything that needed to be done. And over the 2 years, she was able to find stable housing. She took some of our parenting classes. She took some of our financial counseling services. And at this point, the boys have permanent preschool slots in another school. But they still visit us pretty regularly on evenings and Saturdays, because there are doctor's visits that happen after 5 p.m. And it's definitely hard to find childcare at those times. But she is very appreciative. The boys feel safe with us, and she knows that they're getting fed good meals and supported by teachers who really do care for these kids.
Let's talk about the meals. I was really impressed with that.
Yeah, we have a full-time nutritionist that creates AM snack, lunch, PM snack, and dinner. And it's all based off of the child and adult food care program in Colorado. So we're held to standards of providing well-rounded meals, whole milk, and 1% milk for the right age groups. It's very specific. And our nutritionist is amazing, because we can adhere to any dietary needs possible. And that can change a lot day to day. But we know that the kids are going to be getting really good, nutritious meals every day that they're with us.
Wow. Wow. Do you ever get single fathers that come in, single parents?
Yeah, dads? We had one single dad in particular that he came to us very distressed. He had very recently found himself a single father, and he had an infant and a toddler, both boys. And basically, mom had been the primary caregiver while dad worked. So not only was he now trying to stay with his 40-hour-a-week job, but be able to take care of boys, that in the end, he hadn't really had to be the number one person taking care of them. So we were able to get them some short-term contracts. We offer 6-week-long short-term contracts so that he could know that he was able to go to work and still look for permanent care for them. And it was really very heartwarming to be able to work with this father, because he was very honest in his naivete about taking care of children. So mm-hmm. we helped him with when do you start feeding an infant solids and what could this rash mean? And he was very, very appreciative of the non-judgmental help. And so before the end of their 6-week contract, he was able to find permanent slots for both boys in a childcare center near their home. So we actually haven't seen him in a long time. And that's always something that, you know, we know that they're in a good place and we know that they're doing well now. So we're very happy for them.
That's important, especially for anyone, but yet especially for single parents, because you're in the situation that no one wants to be in, mm-hmm. you know. Of course, now your life is more challenging mm-hmm. as a single parent. You have to think about everything. Not that you didn't have to think about everything before, but there was two people making decisions for the household, and now there's one. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times there can be emotional disruption in the family because mm-hmm. of this new change. Just to know that someone can go to the YWCA, drop off their kids and not be judged because, hey, I have no clue. This new thing just happened in my life that's not so good and I'm having a hard time. Can you help me? And that means a lot. And because whether it's childcare, divorce, or whatever, we all go through something in life that we may not understand why we're going through it, but mm-hmm. to know that there's support out there that can help us mm-hmm. and not judge us for the choices that we made or the circumstances that we're in at this time can help us to transition into better to have a better future for us and our children and our family.
Exactly. We try to work off of a 2-generation approach. So we're not only there to help the children, we're there to help the parents. And so any resources that they might need in the county or our parenting classes, if they're feeling like they are a little bit lost, we're able to help them in many different ways to try to bring that stability back to their lives that they're looking for.
You're listening to Metro on KGNU. I'm Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm your host on the first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parents, looking at issues that particularly impact single parent families. Today, my guest is Leah Koliha, the Family Services Director with the YWCA. And we're just talking about the programs that the YWCA offer in Boulder County. And Leah was just explaining to us the Children's Alley protocol and how you can bring your kids in, drop them off for a few hours. And if you need just to sleep, if you have a job interview, if you're a single parent and you're ready to pull out your hair or stuff your kids in the closet, the YWCA is there. So you just need to call 24 hours in advance. Is that correct?
If you call at 2 p.m. the day before you would like to receive care, that's how we schedule. Prior to that, it's always good to have your enrollment paperwork prepared. And that's something that you can find on our website, www.ywcaboulder.org. Go to the Children's Alley tab and you'll find all of the enrollment paperwork that you need. And as long as you give us a call beforehand and we kind of ensure that you do have all of the pieces that we require, you can just come and bring your enrollment paperwork on the day that you are scheduled to visit us the first time.
Okay, that's good. So can you mention the website again so everyone would know where to go online to fill out the paperwork? Would you say it would be a good idea if you know that you may use these services in the future to already have the paperwork in?
Definitely. It's very easy to enroll. So www.ywca.boulder.org. And it's a very good idea to just go ahead and get enrolled. We do require the typical immunization records and doctor's visits records, but we keep those updated. So if you don't visit us for a month or two, that's okay. We'll still be able to have a space for you. And that way, if you're in an emergency situation or you just really, really need to drop off your kids so you can have a minute to yourself, that's okay. You'll be able to do that.
Well, I hope more parents, especially single parents, will utilize the YWCA because I know you can't fool me. I know when there are days out there that you have no clue. You're just like, what is going on? You're just walking in circles. Your mind is just spinning and you do need some time, even if it's just to go sit in a hot tub or in a steam room. Or just take some laps in the swimming pool, or just to read a book. Mm-hmm. Who has time to read a book as a single parent?
Exactly.
That's almost like a dream, to be honest.
We get a lot of parents who just want to go grocery shopping. Grocery shopping by themselves.
I know. I mean, can you imagine grocery shopping with four kids?
Exactly.
I know. I did it, you know? And I always had one that was a wanderer. You blink half a second and I'm looking around like, where did he go?
Exactly.
You know, next thing you know, he's like all the way across the store. Like, how could you do that? So I totally agree with parents taking that time out to for themselves and just to, let's see, rejuvenate themselves.
Yes.
We all need that.
And you know? to be able to de-stress knowing that your child is in a safe, very supportive environment. We actually just recently received our level 3 rating through Colorado Shines, which is a quality improvement rating system for all childcare centers in Colorado. And that means that we provide all of the materials, all of the safety and health regulations that we need to ensure that these kids are getting the care that they need at the highest quality level. So parents know that they can drop them off with us even the very first time, and we will take very good care of their children.
That's good to know, too, that you have an awesome rating.
Yeah.
I think that's really another thing that's really hard for parents, too, is to leave their kids for the first time with someone they really don't know, especially if it's not on a consistent basis.
Yes.
It's just a drop in. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important to get on the website, go ahead and pre-enroll, go take a visit, walk around, look at the rooms, meet some of the teachers, and so that you can get a little familiar with the property and the program. And then you'll feel a little bit better when it's that time when you're ready to drop them off, or if you have to go for an appointment or even if one parent is working and the other parent, something came up and you have the kids or whatever, it doesn't matter. But I think just being prepared, just exactly. being prepared is very important. And I love the fact that the YWCA also has so many other programs like financial counseling, you know, and then you have stuff for the teenagers. You have a program for the teenagers. And that's so important. You're just a full package for a family. And I love that. let's talk about tomorrow. What is tomorrow?
So tomorrow, as I'm sure many folks have already heard from other organizations, is Colorado Gives Day. Mm-hmm. And the YWCA is signed up as one of the nonprofits that could benefit from donations on Colorado Gives Day. So you can actually already go onto their website and search for our nonprofit, YWCA Boulder County. And any donations that we receive are given primarily to Children's Alley and then additionally to our Reading 10 Racism and Latina Achievement Support programs so that we can help children of all ages and their families in Boulder County.
This is an awesome program and all that you're doing for the community of Boulder County and for the children, where parents can have a little relief and parents can also get support financially in parenting classes. And I saw that you guys had Toastmaster there. So it's a great organization, and I really appreciate you coming today and letting us know what the YWCA do.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you've been listening to KGNU on Metro. I'm Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm here on the first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parent, looking at issues that particularly impact single parent families. Find out more at my blog, victoriousingleparent.com. Today, my guests have been Leah Koliha, the Family Services Director with the YWCA. I'll be back in the new year on January the 1st. Thanks for listening to Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And remember, tomorrow is Colorado Gives Day. Please give. And thank you and have a wonderful day.